He was born Hawthorne Conrad Matthews on February 7, 1928, in Snow Hill, Alabama, part of the state's agricultural Black Belt region. He believes the seeds of his political activism were rooted within him at an early age.
Having experienced the racism that existed when I was a child, being reared by a grandmother, watching her being mistreated and misused, and having people calling her Annie or Auntie, and they were no relation to us, and seeing African-American men being referred to as uncle and preacher, I think all of that was within me.
Matthews says his activism awakened after he moved to Pensacola in the 1950s.
I'm gonna sit at the welcome table.
It was here, at the height of the civil rights movement, that he met his mentor, Reverend William C. Dobbins.
He initiated the downtown lunch counter sit-ins and all of the picketing downtown, and I was a willing participant in that because that also gave me an opportunity to express how much we were being mistreated as citizens.
In 1965, Matthews was among those who were beaten during the Voting Rights March in Selma that became known as Bloody Sunday. By the 1970s, he was hitting his stride as one of the leaders of the civil rights movement back in Pensacola. Perhaps most meaningful to Matthews was his work to get Southern Bell and other large employers in the community to hire blacks. The telephone company finally relented after Matthews suggested members of the African American community pay their telephone bills with pennies.
Can you imagine somebody paying a telephone bill with $30 worth of pennies? And you got a line from here to the front door waiting while they sit there and count all of those pennies. So that didn't last very long, maybe a day.
It was also in the 1970s when Reverend Matthews came to the aid of black students protesting Escambia High School's racially inflammatory rebel flag nickname and school song, Dixie. There were numerous fights and riots at the school before the eventual nickname change to Gators. In 1975, Matthews and other local ministers led demonstrations at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in relation to a case that could be making headlines today.
We were trying to force the sheriff to do something against his will, and that was to fire a deputy sheriff who had killed a young black man from a distance of 3 feet with a .357 Magnum, blew his brains out.
After a grand jury ruled the shooting justifiable homicide, the protests intensified. Matthews was accused of leading a chant that called for then-Sheriff Royal Untreiner to be assassinated. Despite his claims that they were saying, "Who shall we incarcerate, not assassinate?" Matthews was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to a prison term of 5 years, of which he served 63 days. Eventually, the sentence was commuted to time served, and he was pardoned. Matthews' political activism led to his arrest 35 times. As a result, he suffered greatly to the point where no one in Pensacola would hire him and few came to his aid. At the end of the day, though, he's proud of the ground gained for African Americans here and across the country. But he maintains there's still work to be done.
I don't think that the time for demonstrations are over. The purpose demonstrations serve, or the main purpose that they serve, is to keep in the forefront the things that people are enduring that they feel are unjust.
That was Reverend Matthews in an interview with WUWF in December of 2007. After the release of his autobiography, Victory After the Fall, and just ahead of his 80th birthday. At the time, the nation was still reacting to the Gina Six, a group of black teenagers in Gina, Louisiana, who were convicted of beating a white student at a school there. Fast forward to July 2013. Matthews was front and center at a local rally to protest the verdict in the Trayvon Martin shooting case.
I think this is something that should be done, and it is being done all over the country. And I'm glad that these marches are nonviolent, because we gain nothing by violence.
As expected, By Matthews and the African-American community in general, the shooter, George Zimmerman, who claimed self-defense, was found not guilty. The verdict sparked the Black Lives Matter movement.
We're just not satisfied with the way we've been treated by the court system, by the so-called majority in this country, and we just don't plan to take it anymore.
The Confederate flag was hurtful then. It represented hatred then.
In 2015, Matthews jumped into the Confederate flag debate that was sweeping across the South in the aftermath of the Charleston, South Carolina church shootings, where 9 people were killed. It led the Escambia County Commission to take up the issue of historical flags on government property.
It is time that we do away with the Confederate flag once and for all.
Ultimately, the county and city of Pensacola removed the flags from their displays, a small victory for all involved. For his part, Civil Rights Ambassador H.K. Matthews has been fighting for social justice for 6 decades. Now, in 2018, he's still going.
I am still involved at 90 and have no intentions at this point of becoming uninvolved.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.